Shalom Avracha, we are continuing with Mizmor Kuf Chav Gimel. As we mentioned before, all the Shir HaMalos fit into one of the three categories. And all these three categories are Shir HaMalos, a song of the Milus, of the high level that Klal Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hinavshi, we started with, was recognizing the wonders of the physical world, and the Shir HaMalos is recognizing the wonders of the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. Shir HaMalos Eilecha Nososis Einai HaYoshvi B'Shamayim. This mizmah is talking about Klal Yisrael and Golus. Once again, going back to that situation which we are now in. We'll skip to the end of the mizmah. Choneinu Hashem, Choneinu Ki Rav Sivanu Buz. Please Hashem, even if we're not on the Madreka of our Maisim Tovim to deserve the Geula, because of Aschuyos, give it to us, Matnas Chinam. Why? Ki Rav Sivanu Buz. We are suffered with so much disgrace and embarrassment. And present time in the history of Klal Yisrael is once again, unfortunately, we're in that position. Rav Sivanu Buz. We're being disgraced in every fashion. The entire world is calling us the same names they call to the most evil people in history, the Nazis. That's what they're calling the Jews now. It doesn't make a difference if it's right or wrong, but it's a booze for Klal Yisrael. And since we are Hashem's nation, this is a booze of the Kvod Shemayim, of the nation that represents Klal Yisrael. The world is not willing to accept the fact that we are the most humane beings in the world, and we're doing whatever we can not to cause lives to be lost. That may not even be right. Maybe it's better just to finish things all quickly. But I'm saying, after everything's said and done, the Maisa Rav Sivanu Buz. That's on the physical level, that the whole world is Mavazah Klal Yisrael. We have the spiritual level also, the secular world is looking down on Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, looking down at Lomdei Torah, not appreciating them. The things that are most valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a personal bizayon. It's the fact that the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not being appreciated, and therefore we need a special Siyat HaShemayim to get out of this. Rabbi Sovalo Nafshenu Halag HaShananim. We are satiated with all the, once again, the mockery, disgrace of the people that are Shananim, that they're living at peace with themselves and having everything they need. The people in power have their fixed positions all over the world and here in Eretz Yisrael. And we have to suffer the lag, habuz lige'e yonim. Says also the disgrace, they look down at ge'e yonim. Rashi says it's Yerushalayim, the mountain of yonim. Could be like a yona, as a sign, the bird, the pigeon, the dove, which we have on the koisel itself, the sign of the male and female that always remain together. That's Klal Yisrael. We're like that bechin of yonim. We're always connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be the term yonim. Also, some learn as yonim is a lashon of einod, the ones that are causing and receiving the disgrace of others, being looked down at. So Kopana, this mizmor is, like we said, the first level of the mizmorim is when we are in Golus, we recognize one thing. It's there for a purpose, but we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Kvod Shemayim, L'Kvod Klal Yisrael, to the covet of our values that we appreciate. Please save us, even if we don't deserve it. And the truth is, the fact that we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate these values, that in itself is a schus. So when we start out the mizmor, we're going back to the beginning again. I turn to you, HaYoyishiv B'Hashemayim. It's true, we have a lot of salvations in the last year with all the sorrows we went through. We went through all the missile attacks at Baruch Hashem. We survived and all kind of other threats that could have happened. At Baruch Hashem, dispersed, dissipated. But we're saying that's not enough for us. We want the type of Yeshua that comes from Yoyishiv B'Hashemayim. That's Matin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just being victorious over enemies. In a natural sense, that to get to that level, the supernatural Yeshua, that everything fits perfectly into place, there's no matzaros at all. And we're entitled to this because This is the level of bitachon that every Jewish person is supposed to have. Just like an eved, that everything he has is from his master, and from the shifcha, everything she has from the woman who's on master that's on top of her, that's where we look at life. We have nothing of our own, everything is from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring us that supernatural Yeshua, just like we had by Yisias Mitzrayim, we should be zeicher to Yosef from the Bizoyin and the Tzaris that we're going through now, to see the Yeshua of the Gula of Klal Yisrael. That's what this is all about. Maybe when we're davening, we anyway daven for this, and we say, Reino v'anyenu v'rivivenu, Hashem should fight for us. Think of this. We want Hashem to fight for us, not just for our comfort, for Kvod Shemayim, out of a recognition that everything's in the hands of Hashem. And together with that, if we really are saying that the reason why we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we realize we are fully in His hands, sure He'll try in the course of the day, something comes up that disturbs us, or gives us maybe a slight feeling of despair, stop and say, no, I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, and Bezrat Hashem will get past that, and the Schus will be Tochen, Hashem will be Choneinu, He will give us the schus to get out of all this and see Yeshua's.